American Language Course, Tape 1407B. Listen carefully to this reading about vending machines.
Many things are sold by machine in the United States. These machines are in stations, airports, and public buildings. They sell things such as candy, drinks, and cigarettes. You can even get sandwiches and hot coffee from a machine. Clear directions are printed on the machine. They tell you how to use it. First, you put the money in the slot. You then decide what you want to buy. Some machines give change. Other machines cannot give change. You must have the exact change for these machines. An employee of the company takes care of the machines. He comes whenever the machine has to be filled. He also takes the money out of the machine.
Listen to the reading again and repeat it.
Many things are sold by machine in the United States. These machines are in stations, airports, and public buildings. They sell things such as candy, drinks, and cigarettes. You can even get sandwiches and hot coffee from a machine. Clear directions are printed on the machine. They tell you how to use it. First, you put money in the slot. You then decide what you want to buy. Some machines give change. Other machines cannot give change. You must have the exact change for these machines. An employee of the company takes care of the machines. He comes whenever the machine has to be filled. He also takes the money out of the machine.
Here we have some questions on the reading. Answer the questions, then repeat the correct answers when given. Example.
Where are many vending machines used?
Many vending machines are used in the United States.
Many vending machines are used in the United States.
Many vending machines are used in the United States.
Where are vending machines found?
They are in stations, airports, and public buildings.
What kind of things do they usually sell?
They usually sell such things as candy, drinks, and cigarettes.
What are usually printed on the machine?
Clear directions are usually printed on the machine.
What do these directions tell us?
They tell us how to use the machine.
What do you do first?
You put the money in the slot.
How do you get what you want?
You pull the knob closest to it.
Must you always have the exact change?
No, some machines can give change.
Who takes care of the machines?
An employee of the company takes care of them.
When does he come to do this?
He comes when the machine needs to be filled.
What else does he do?
He takes the money out of the machine. Now, we have some sentences using new words found in this reading. Listen to them, and then repeat them.
Employee. The employee works for the company. The company pays the employee for his work. Do you have any employees working for you? Even. We can even buy hot coffee from a machine. He even read my book, although it was very long. I even had time to go to the theater. Exact. Do you remember his exact words? I have the exact amount of money with me. Do you have the exact change? Print. Many books are printed in New York. The directions are printed on the machine. Will they print the book for us? Vending machine. A vending machine is a machine that sells something. Many things are sold in vending machines. Do you like to use vending machines?
Here are some sentences with if clauses. Notice the difference in the verb forms. Do you understand these sentences? Listen to them and repeat them. John will see Mary if she comes. John would see Mary if she came. John would have seen Mary if she had come. She sings well if she tries. She would sing well if she tried. She would have sung well if she had tried. It will get cold if it rains. I would get cold if it rained. It would have gotten cold if it had rained. Will you call me if I'm at home? Would you call me if I were at home? Would you have called me if I had been at home? They understand us if we speak slowly. They would understand us if we spoke slowly. They would have understood us if we had spoken slowly. They will play ball if they finish their work. They would play ball if they finished their work. They would have played ball if they had finished their work. I'll wear a coat if the weather is cold. I would wear a coat if the weather were cold. I would have worn a coat if the weather had been cold. We'll do well if we work hard. We would do well if we worked hard. We would have done well if we had worked hard. Will you go if you feel well? Would you go if you felt well? Would you have gone if you had felt well? He'll call if he's late. He would call if he were late. He would have called if he had been late. Let's practice using some verbs in the third person singular. You will first hear a sentence, then change the sentence to the third person singular. Finally, repeat the correct response when given. Example.
We read the lesson every day.
He reads the lesson every day.
He reads the lesson every day.
He reads the lesson every day.
The students study hard all the time.
The student studies hard all the time.
Do they always prepare their homework?
Does he always prepare his homework?
We like to listen to good music.
He likes to listen to good music.
Are you studying English now?
Is he studying English now?
The cars are new.
The car is new.
We often talk about buying a new car.
He often talks about buying a new car.
My friends call me up every day.
My friend calls me up every day.
I have two books with me.
He has two books with him.
The instructors drill the students carefully.
The instructor grills the students carefully.
I usually wear a dark suit.
He usually wears a dark suit. Here are some pairs of sentences. The first sentence is in the present perfect tense, and the second is in the past perfect. Notice the difference in the verb forms. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
John has worked here 3 years.
John had worked here before I came.
Have you already seen this movie?
Had you seen this movie before you came here?
I have already read the book.
I had read the book before I spoke to you.
He has usually come on time.
He had usually come on time before he moved away.
They have often thought about taking a trip.
They had thought about taking a trip earlier.
He has visited us every year.
He had always visited us when he was young.
They have already packed their bags.
They had packed their bags before they called the taxi.
He has seen her several times.
He had often seen her before she worked here.
They have been excited about the trip.
They had been excited even before they were invited.
I have already answered your letter.
I had already answered your letter when you called. This is the end of 1407B.